going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours, and soon to be television on MTV Canada. I'll tell you more as soon as I know my air date, but I'm going to be on MTV Creeps. I go in for my taping next week, so I should probably mention this off the top of the show. This will be the only rad this week, simply because I'm going to be in Toronto shooting a fair chunk this week. And, well, let's hope things go well in my television appearance, and let's hope, well, I get my own pilot out of all this. So, last time on Rad, we looked at Aliens, Colonial Marines, The Betrayal of a Fandom, and that was episode number 281. But today, episode number 282, here on February 19th, 2013... I've been looking forward to this game since it was first announced. I was a little bit leery of it. I'm talking about Metal Gear Rising Revengeance on the PlayStation 3. Man, you have no idea how hard it is to not want to gush about this the entire time. Embargo has just lifted by the time you guys hear this review. Wow. Holy shit, wow. You can guess where this review is probably going to go. This is the only game I can think of in my gaming career that has actually given me blisters on my hands. Because I was gripping the controller and I was sweating at times, because that's how intense some of these fights get. That's how excited I was. Like, I've been a huge Metal Gear fan for a number of years. When I first started Rad Out, back in the early 50s of the episodes, I did every Metal Gear game up to date, and I did that over the course of a week. Let me tell you, I'm not sure if I recommend you doing that, but it was a week full of intrigue and Solid Snake and Raiden. It was awesome. So playing this over the last couple of days has been a real treat. In fact, I've gone through the game in its entirety three times now, and well, I guess let's kind of get started with that review. So let's hit off the gameplay / storyline. This is a Metal Gear game, and part of the big attraction to these games is the storyline. So I'm going to avoid spoilers at all. Basically, if it doesn't happen in the first 20 minutes, I'm not going to tell you. So the setting is, this game takes place about 4 years after Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, and Raiden is now working for a PMC called Maverick, and well, they're doing their best to protect the world, but one of their convoys is attacked, and one of their clients is killed by a rival PMC company known as Desperado, led by the Winds of Destruction. You meet Mistral, Monsoon, Sundowner, and Jetstream Sam, who basically is the one who disfigures Raiden and why he has a metallic lower jaw in the newest Metal Gear game. And it's really intense when you start getting into the storyline. Well, what I'll say about the storyline, it is less convoluted than other games. I find it's less heavy-handed with its social commentary than other ones. Some people may disagree with me on this one, but I liked it a lot more than I thought I would, because that's what I was worried about this, because it wasn't Snake participating in this one. While there are definitely, they talk about war and the ethics of war, that's pretty much the heart of this. It comes down to ethics and morality. And I really liked it. I mean, as the storyline unfolds, it does get a little bit weird at the end. Not weird like Metal Gear Solid 2 weird, but kind of goofy, but you can kind of see where it's come from. Is it Metal Gear? I definitely think so. It's definitely rewarding. In terms of characters, yeah, you do see some returning faces, although I will say this outright, there is no Snake. So I don't know if that's a heavy spoiler, but this is Raiden's game, this is his show, and I think it definitely shows. And I'm really glad that Raiden did get his own game, because I'm a huge fan of the character. Have been since Metal Gear Solid 2. But there's some twists, there's some turns, though nothing uber shocking like you would get in the other games, which is, like I said, that's kind of what I liked about the way Platinum approached this game. So that's all I'm going to say about the storyline so far. The gameplay. Well, it's a Platinum game, so if you've played Bayonetta, you played Vanquish, you got a pretty good idea on what to expect here. And you might be wondering, well, how does the swordplay work? And I played this game at a press event back in September, and I didn't quite know what to make of it, because I got really confused by the blade mode, which is where you can basically free swing your sword. Now that I've had a chance to go through the game, like I said, about three times, I've gotten used to it. In fact, I wouldn't say I'm good at it, but I definitely don't suck. So, you have a light attack, you have a strong attack, and you can change which direction you attack. You can parry moves, you can dodge them, you can counterattack. Although I did find myself, I went through this game on normal three times, and I never really parried. It definitely helps in some of the boss battles, but you don't need to. Which is something important to remember. Now, if you're playing this on more difficult settings, like hard or the Revengeance difficulty, you will need to master this, because it's ridiculously hard at times. In fact, you'll be crying for mom in probably about the first 10 minutes. But still, that being said, it's really neat the fact that the swordplay, it just works. It flows. Combat never really stops. It's this great pacing, and that's something that really needs to be said about this game. It's paced out really, really, really well. You also have access to different sub-weapons. No guns, really. You do get access to a rocket launcher and a homing rocket launcher, and that's pretty much about it. You get some grenades, too. Although, I went through the entire game, I only got one explosive kill, and I only used the rocket launcher when I needed to less than three times. And that's only because I just wanted to get this one fight over with. But other than that, though, you can go through the entire game just using your sword. But I'll talk a little bit more about some of the unlockables later, because you do get different ones. You also get some of the boss weapons. Now, you've seen this in some of the trailers, so I don't consider this a spoiler. You get a pole arm. That's the one I found myself relying on the entire game. There are different sub-weapons available, but those are the ones that I liked in terms of unique weaponry. Now, also, you can also upgrade Raiden's abilities as you go through the game. You can unlock different skills. You can unlock all the skills in one playthrough, which is really nice, because you will need some of these a little bit later on. You can also upgrade Raiden's fuel cells, which powers his blade mode ability. You can upgrade his life bar. And you also get different bodies as well. Though the ones that I have so far do not do anything really pertaining to the game. They're just cosmetic. Although the pre-order bonus for Best Buy, the white armor, does allow you to carry more health. And the pre-order bonus from Amazon does give you the ability to carry more grenades. So I'm hoping somebody out there can get me a code for the Best Buy one, the white armor. I'd really like that. So Mike at ThisWeekInGeek.net, if you could help me out, I would consider it a huge favor, and I'll owe you something down the road. Trying to think, what else to tell you about the gameplay? It's really fast-paced, I would say, and not too difficult when you're fighting common enemies. In fact, one of the neat things to do, once you beat the crap out of an enemy, you can go into blade mode. You can do it anytime you want, but specifically, you can go in the blade mode, cut them in half, and if you swing the right way, you will get a prompt on your screen. Usually it's the circle button, and you can grab, it's basically their nano machines, their nano paste, and it helps you rejuvenate your electrolytes. So basically, you never really run out of health in this game, unless you're in a boss fight, truthfully. And by doing this, you can call, I think it's called a Zendatsu or something. I'm probably slaughtering that name. But that's how you regain health. Now, I think you can do this in boss battles too. I never have, but I'm pretty sure you can. I just tend to go apeshit. And literally, you can cut about 99% of everything in this game. That being said, there's also areas that you can trigger, that are hidden enemies, and you can also, cut off the left arms of certain enemies, and one of your contacts in the game's Doctor will give you upgrades and bonus points for collecting all these. There are 30 of them in the game. I have found 29 of them. So I don't know quite what it unlocks, but I can explain a little bit more when I get to multiplayer / extras in this game. But overall, it's a very enjoyable experience. Now, people have said you can beat this game in 5 hours. Yeah, you can if you speedrun it. I found my playthrough lasting about 6 to 7, because I did take my time through levels. I did a lot of exploring. and a lot of role playing in my head, I took the game at a more reasonable pace, I think. But still, there's a lot to see and do in this game. So let's talk about seeing. Let's talk about the graphics for this game. One thing to note is with the pre-order and basically any of the skins you get in the game, they do not show up in cutscenes. So if you're wearing, say, the Cyborg Ninja skin, which you can get from EB Games, it will not show up in a cutscene. However, anything in the in-game engine, yes, it totally shows up. And some scenes are very, very badass when you look like Gray Fox. But it's a very pretty looking game. In fact, I think one of the best looking on the system. Kind of realistic, and yet that kind of exaggerated look that the Metal Gear games kind of have. It's still cool. I mean, all the enemies look really cool. And when you can cut someone into 1,000 pieces, there's a lot going on screen, which I did notice. Sometimes you can make the game slow down. You do get a couple frame drops here and there, but there has to be a lot going on screen for it to do that. Cutscenes look really, really cool. There's some really nice set piece battles here, which the one I'll mention, it happens in a city. And pay attention to the rain effects. I think that's really cool. And some of the heads-up displays that you see are like holographic displays that you'll run into. Basically, holographic billboards as you lead to one boss fight. It just looks neat, I'll say. Character models for your guy, when you get a chance to, like I said, try out the different skins, look really neat. Raiden's default does look pretty cool, but my favorite of the four that I've unlocked is probably the Cyborg Ninja. He just looks friggin' cool. There's no other way I can really say that. I didn't experience any screen tearing other than, like I said, a couple of frame drops here and there, but there was a lot going on screen, and that is definitely not common. Out of my three playthroughs, it maybe happened twice. So, don't expect that to happen a whole hell of a lot. To talk about the sound to this game, let's move on to that. This game has a gorgeously and fucking awesome soundtrack. I mean, I really can't stress that enough. And this is from a guy I've never heard of. His name is Jamie Christopherson. And he's done soundtracks for games like Lost Planet 2. He did Spider-Man Web of Shadows a couple years back. And he did the Bionic Commando sequel, which came out a couple of years ago. Though I don't think... I'm trying to remember if that was the remake or the reboot. I'm not 100% sure. No, he did the one that was the crappy reboot, unfortunately, I think. But no, here, the boss fights get these really awesome alternative Rocky kind of tunes. And you might not think that works with a Metal Gear game, but it really does. It heightens some of these fights. The one that I used in today's episode, I can't remember where it happens in the game, but the song is... No, wait, it's called I'm My Own Master Now. And that is the dog fight that happens right in the beginning of the game where you're fighting the Blade Wolf. There are a lot cooler tracks than this that go on through the game. Like, all the boss themes. When there's a CD release of this, I'm going to get it. That is how impressed with the soundtrack I am. Yeah, it's different than the music you've heard before in Metal Gear. I mean, my favorite tracks being the theme to Snake Eater, all the music by Gregory Hanson-Williams, who's done the score for the other games. This is different. This definitely sets the series apart in terms of its sound design, and it's great. Now, some of the voice performances you will hear in this game. Quentin Flynn returns as Raiden. Great performance by him. Like, seriously, really friggin'... He really kind of gets... I mean, you can hear... You can hear it in his voice that he's trying to channel a darker character into this. And just some of the other characters, some of them are a little bit kind of caricatures of who they're supposed to be. Like, one of the guys you talk to over your codec could not be more stereotypically Russian if he wanted to be. His name is Boris, clearly. Another guy is your team scientist, Doctor. Crazy German scientist, what more can I say? But it works, though. I mean, just the fact that these performances are a little cheesy, it works. And one of the guys you'll meet in the first couple minutes of the game is a guy called Sundowner. And I know he's a very big voice. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But it's really neat just to hear just this cocky goofiness, and yet what he's saying kind of, I don't know. I mean, later on in the game, when he talks to you a little bit more, you get a little bit more perspective just by kind of reading into his voice. And I don't know. I don't think they could have chosen a better voice cast for this game, which is, I think, really cool. Other than that, though, the distinct sounds of the geckos are here when you do fight those. Yeah, I mean, there isn't anything that really stands out as terrible in terms of the sound design. I can't think of anything at all. The music is memorable. The sounds are great. The voice cast is fantastic. So let's move on to my last category of multiplayer / extras. There is no multiplayer, at least as of right now. Is there going to be? I doubt it. But unlockables. Now, you can go through each stage, and you can find, like I mentioned, there's those arms you can cut off, which will unlock something later. There are the VR missions. I haven't done a lot of them, just because it just doesn't interest me, but I know you can get those if you can beat them with S rank or A rank. I know you unlock something. You get something called wigs, which you unlock after your first playthrough. Think of those as cheats. The ones that I've unlocked so far are infinite weapons or infinite sub weapons. So like your rocket launchers, your grenades, whatever, and infinite blade mode I've unlocked. You can also find data storage units, which unlock concept art. I think I've got out of the 20 or so there are, I think I've got 12 or 13 of them. And then you can also unlock different titles. Like if you beat the game in less than like 8 hours, cut 1,000 times, do this, that, and the other thing. But you can also unlock different weapons. I've unlocked, I have Raiden's regular high-frequency sword, I have a high-frequency machete, and I've got another sword I'm just going to call the red one. And there is the Fox Blade, which is the pre-order bonus, once again, from EB Games. This sword is retarded powerful. It will cut through armor like butter. If you can buff this sword up and go through the game super early, you're going to have a real easy time with this game. It's a little overpowered, but believe me, you're going to pay for it, as you have to spend battle points, which you accrue from every fight, to spend on this stuff. You can also find different things in levels. I'll just say there's little hidden secrets in every stage. And I don't know, this is the first game like Metal Gear where I've actually gone out of my way to find these hidden items. And that's fun. I haven't had, like I said, I have not had this much fun with a Metal Gear game in years. And I love the entire series. I can't think of one bad one, honestly. One that I really didn't enjoy in some capacity immensely. But Metal Gear Rising Revengeance really sets a new direction for the series. And I really hope there's a sequel with Raiden. It's fast, it's fun, it's perfectly paced. It's probably one of the best games I've played in the last year, if not longer than that. When this comes out near Game of the Year, award ceremony time, this one's going to get mentioned. I guarantee it. So far, this is the coolest one I've played this year, and I've played Dead Space 3, and I had a lot of fun with that one too. But this is probably the one definitely is going to be in my tray for quite some time. For Metal Gear fans, this is a love letter saying, hey, you can trust us with this property. And Platinum Games, you've done a fantastic job. Can't wait to see what other DLC is going to come out for this game and what's going to happen with this series next. So guys, like I said, I'm going to be off this week shooting some television stuff in Toronto. So Rad will be back the week of the 25th with a couple of different episodes. And well, I hope you guys pick up Metal Gear Revengeance. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance on the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next week, right here on ReviewADay.ca.